Rabban Kotel Zatzal attempts to explain why Klal Yisrael had to go through Shibud Mitzrayim, such a difficult experience in Mitzrayim, to ultimately come out of Mitzrayim to come to Eretz Yisrael, to get the Torah and ultimately get Eretz Yisrael. He says, he quotes the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Ayin Vav Ben Aleph. The Gemara says, Shaul Talmid of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Rav Shimon Ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, Abnei Ma Lo Yor Leman Li Yisrael Pam Achs B'Shana. Wouldn't it have been adequate that the month should fall once a year and that they should have enough food for the entire year? Why was it necessary that the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai ask him for the month to fall every day? Amalhem, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai tells them, Em shalachem, mashlam adav adaymer, I'll answer you with a parable. L'melech bas v'dam sheesh l'ben echad, a human king has one son. He says, I'm going to give you support once a year. And so did he do once a year. He would give him an allowance for the entire year. And the king gave him panosa every day, and that's why he had to come every day. Saf Yisrael, the king wanted his son to recognize that he's supporting him. If he's going to give him support once a year, they won't have that feeling. Af Yisrael Mishiyesh Lo Yidala Behebonim, somebody had a family. Hayadoyg Vayim Hashem Lo Yared Man Lamacha, was constantly concerned, will I have a means to support my family tomorrow? If not, Nimtza Kulam Mason Barov, how will my family survive? Nimtza Kulam Mechav Nesliba Meshamayim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to do. And he says, that is the experience of Klal Yisrael, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize that He is Hashem. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does different things that we should come to that recognition. He says, specifically for Klal Yisrael, he says, if we look in the Shira says, Oz Nifalu Alufi Adam, all of the kings and the countries in the world were terrified during the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf. But they only heard, they only saw, but we felt. And the reason we felt, because if somebody feels something, somebody experiences something, then it has much more of an influence in his life. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to remain with that incredible feeling of closeness and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should ultimately come to the recognition of Cheirus al Aluchus, Choros al Aluchus, al Tikri Choros al Cheirus, that we should recognize that we are the Am Hashem, that we are the Am HaTorah. We can only come to that recognition with Imai Anoiche B'Tzara. He says, and that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to say to Avraham Avinu when Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Eda Kerishana, how will I know? So he says, Ger Yez Arecha, V'Avod Navinu V'Yisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, this experience that Klal Yisrael will have to go through of suffering is not an experience because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is punishing us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come to the recognition of Imai Anoichi B'Tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize that He is with us and that we are so, so very connected to Him. And the only way we can come to that recognition is by experiencing sometimes difficult times and having those difficult experiences and then recognizing, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu closeness to us. The Sefer Ginza Yisrael makes an incredible observation. He says, we know that all of the Yom Tovim are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We always say, by every Yom Tov, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, so much of our religious experience is to remember and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he asks a simple question. He says, if somebody were to harm somebody, to injure someone. And after he injured him, he would feel bad and call a doctor to help heal this person. Does that person who's done that really deserve recognition? You're the one that injured the individual. So of course you feel the responsibility to try to help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that put us into Mitzrayim. So is that, and then he took us out, and yes, we're most grateful that he took us out. But we have to remember that it was he that put us into Mitzrayim. So if it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that put us into Mitzrayim, and then he takes us out, why does it require, and why does it call for such a level of being thankful? He should have never put us in, and there would be nothing to thank for. But according to the way we're explaining now, it is so very understandable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that we need to come to full recognition of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The only way that we were able to come to that recognition is through the experience of being in Mitzrayim, experiencing the difficulty of being in Mitzrayim, and then experiencing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his incredible chesed, took us out of Mitzrayim, and that way recognizing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much thanks, because through the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are able to recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's why the Aseres Hadibros start, Adonai Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And of course, many Mefarshim ask the question, what does it say, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? Shouldn't have said, Asher Bereisicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us? Because, says the Ginza Yisrael, from our creation, we don't necessarily feel that closeness and that recognition of who Hashem is and what Hashem does. The Yetzias Mitzrayim experience is what helps us recognize that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, since we are here to recognize Malchus Shemayim, we're here to recognize Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So says the Pasuk, the way you come to that recognition is through Asher Tzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu having taken us out of Mitzrayim. That is the only way that we could come truly to that recognition. And that's why in the Haggadah, we say, Kol HaMarber L'Sapi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whoever takes the time out, L'Sapi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach, that is what is noteworthy. Because then, when we're Marber L'Sapi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're recognizing and publicizing and declaring that we understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in general, then Hareza Meshubach, then we have accomplished, then the experience of Mitzrayim has accomplished what it's supposed to accomplish. The Pasuk begins at the beginning of our parasha, V'yidabe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk, and many, many Mefarshim ask this question, starts with Yidab Elokim El Moshe, V'yoyme Elov Ani Hashem. And of course the question is that Elokim represents the Midas Hadin, and Hashem represents the Midas Harachmim. So how do we understand this Pasuk that begins Yidab Elokim, the Midas Hadin, V'yoyme Elov, Yidab Elokim El Moshe, V'yoyme Elov Ani Hashem? Why is the Shem Hashem changing from Elohim to Moshe? But now, according to this explanation, it's most understandable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, V'yidab Elohim, there are times we experience, as Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim did, Elohim, the Midas Hadin. And we have a hard time understanding and experiencing difficult times. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all of those experiences are for one goal. And the goal of all of those experiences are, Ani Hashem, to recognize that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what we are here for in the world. And as the word, as the Shem Hashem, which is the Shem HaRachmim, also represents Hoya Hoyva V'Yir, I am here forever. And I am the one that is in charge. And that recognition, sometimes we need Alekim, says Hashem. Yitzrayim represented a situation where we needed the Midas Adin to recognize it. And sometimes, and hopefully, it's usually that we can recognize it through the Midas HaRachmim. But the goal of all of these experiences is V'yoy Me'elav, always remember Ani Hashem.